Happy Monday, boys and girls. Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, live on Memorex. Default location, default route. This isn't quite a thank God it's Monday, Monday. But it's very close. To put it in perspective, Mr. Scale told me 207.8 this morning. Last Monday, I was 206.0. Granted, I had a weekend in which I went fairly deep into the rabbit hole. A lot of indulgences, food, laziness. I didn't get my steps yesterday. I woke up, slept in, ate, went back to bed, ate again. Watched the Academy Awards. It was lazy to the point where I watched Gone with the Wind, the whole thing. Almost 4-hour movie. And I was riveted. Whether it's true or not, whether it's accurate or not, at the time, watching that movie, maybe because I was immersed in it, it could have been the moment, I was like, this is the best movie I ever seen. I was like, this is like the best movie I have ever seen. Just the way it was done, Scarlett's behavior, the things she did, things she didn't do, the way it ended. I don't want to give too much of it away, but I'm pretty sure I'm probably the last person to see it. Everybody else probably seen it, but frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Kind of didn't see that one coming compared to, you know, the way movies and films and TV wraps itself up these days with a nice political statement or sense of homeliness or what, sense of, you know, proper behavior and it was good. I was impressed. Got some things done. Some data manipulation. Put a 4-terabyte hard drive in my laptop. Got it. Encrypted it. Loaded it with data. Copied data. Moved data. Free up hard drive space in other places. Looking towards the future, thinking, how long will this technology last? How much should I invest in it? There's really no alternatives. But there'll come a time where there'll be a new technology to save hard disk space, external hard drives. And I'll be wrapped up pretty much. I have all my data managed and organized to the point where making that transition it'll be fairly easy. Because I have a data strategy. Protected, backed up, et cetera, et cetera. Ordered another 4-terabyte portable drive that I'll use to back up this rotation. I was telling somebody that I lost data maybe like 10, 15, this is probably, you know, a few years ago. It still hurts. And I vowed, this ain't gonna happen again. It's too precious. I'm talking about, this is stuff that can't be recovered. Pictures and the whatnot, you know, that they just can't be recovered. They're gone. They're gone like forever. And it hurt. I looked and looked and looked, couldn't find them. Stuff is just gone. So this ain't gonna happen again. So I developed a backup strategy and rotation. And I have a mindset. And the last time I lost stuff was when my laptop got stolen. I didn't have a second copy of the stuff on the laptop. And it's a very rare instance that I do that. Usually, I will even take an SD card, make a second backup on that, and carry it in my wallet so that I always have at least two instances. But I was going to a P-Funk show and I needed to clear some stuff off my phone. I had to clear something up. Something happened to where I had to have some space, and I left myself vulnerable like that. So, and then when the thing got stolen, I think somehow, somewhere, I forgot to back something up and I lost some pictures. Not a lot of them, but it was enough to where I remember it. That's enough. Other than that, feeling pretty good. It's still 7.8. It's going to drop off really fast. It's going to drop really, really fast. It won't stick. I was 209 something last night. When I went to bed, I had chicken wings last night, ginger snaps, marshmallows from yesterday, made some burgers and fries, chicken sausage sandwich, hamburger, cheese, mushrooms, you know. It'll drop. I'll be back. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it at all. I've done this too many times. It would have been nice, though, if I'd have got my steps yesterday. I will say that. It probably would be a big difference. I could probably be down to 278. I could have been probably under 206 if I'd have got my steps yesterday. That's where these people riding their bikes. They be like, these old men, they just like riding side by side, so they be taking up too much of the doggone road, and it bugs me. That's why I don't ever make eye contact or say nothing to them. Because sometimes it'd be like three or four of them, and they'd be riding side by side. And you can tell they just oblivious, or just probably ain't the most physically capable people to actually, you know, pedal and make a row, single row. You see people coming all the way across. Be having people riding their bike in the walking lane. Everybody gotta have a pet peeve. I got mine. Everybody's got a pet peeve. I've got mine. And I like them. They're mine, and I like them. So here we are today, Monday. I'm ready for it. I hear walking, feels good. I'll get through the day. I'll do what I do. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday office, same routine. You know how it goes. Well, I know how it goes, so I got it down. That's why it's called a routine. Literally, that's why they call it a routine. Now I'm just talking. Because I got people around me and I got to navigate this system. Navigate the corners and turns here. Just wanted to let dude get around me. He was walking fast with his dog. I ain't mad at him. Keep the pace, baby. Keep the pace. Keep the pace, but stay out of my space. My space, damn it. I work for MySpace. Right when they was closing down, basically. They were shutting down. I was in there for 2 weeks to help clear out the inventory. I remember, you want a laptop? Take one. You want a laptop? Just take one. Take a couple of them. Take them. Here, this is a good one. Take this one. I didn't. They were Macs and I should have. So I can learn Mac, which will probably help me get a job. One of the jobs that I really wanted, my dream job was at Universal Music. But I couldn't get in because I didn't know Macs. I never really took them up. Had I got one from them and learned it, I wasn't accomplished at all on Macs. So at a movie studio in Hollywood, if you don't know Mac, you're a liability. So that's how that went. I was Windows only. Yep, MySpace. My pace, my space. Anyhow, P-Funk announcing dates. I'm about to build up my PTO and figure something out. Figure out how I can work this way. Get to Anaheim by that time. General admission, ticket, seats, DC. It's that time of the year where, you know, events are happening. And, you know, people are doing stuff, P-Funk, family stuff, holidays, et cetera, et cetera. Gotta be coordinated. And I love it. I love the whole thing, putting the whole thing together. So, I do. That part, strategizing, getting it all laid in place, have it all laid out on my calendar, have all my emails. I make a folder for the event or the time. Email folder, put all the emails in there, get them across all my devices. I got OneNote across all my devices if I need it. Very strong strategy in planning, organization, infrastructure. I have regarding my life, and it makes things easier. Takes a lot of pressure off, it makes things easier. You know, I don't have to worry about this, I don't have to worry about that. Been there, done that before. And this increases the scope of the things that I can do and participate in. Once I get comfortable and have it down to do so much, it opens me up to be able to do more and go bigger, go farther, go deeper, enhance what I'm already doing. Oh, when I go through this airport, I should do this. Oh, I learned how. Oh, when I come around this way, come to LAX, I should take this path or grab this or do that. Oh, this is a better way. And it just builds up. The experience builds up till you fine tune the process. Well, you're always open to make adjustments. If you can learn something from somebody, say, hey, oh, okay, let's do it that way then. But it's good. Happy Monday. Like I said, it's not, I don't know if I said that, pretty sure. It's not quite a thank God it's Monday, but I'm glad the weekend is over. I'm glad the weekend is over. Get back to it. Get back to the, it's not, is it a grind? I may even be an overdramatic calling it a grind. I mean, it's work. It's not like I'm out there digging ditches. You know, I'm sitting in comfortable, my studio living room, taking calls, handling business. You know, don't you? Don't you? Forget about me. Don't you? Just walk on by and walk away. La 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 la. Yeah, P-Funk back on tour. They're gonna be at the Novo, play Anaheim. It's gonna be like the old days, kind of. Ventura, Anaheim, L.A., Novo. Probably gonna be some other ones around here. I wonder if they're gonna play up north. Up around, breathing farther, San Francisco. Reno, something like that. They play Reno. I'm looking to go. I don't think I've ever been to Reno. Just want to go just to see. Tahoe, I think I've been to Tahoe. I went to Tahoe one time with Chulo Disgracias. Remember one time, I went for a short tour with Fishbone. And I was green. I didn't know nothing. You know, I was just there for, I don't know even why I was there. I was just, you know, Norwood asked me to go and drive a little bit, just, you know. So I went. And I remember one time, Roger Dexter was there. He was driving. You know, John Stewart, Angelo. They was in separate cars, separate vans. And I remember one time we was going someplace, and I'm looking at the maps and this and that. I was like, y'all going the wrong way. So I had to speak up and make a call. I remember. I was like, wait. We're going the wrong way. So I told Norwood. He looked at it, and he was like, okay. And he called up to the car ahead of us and turned around and went the way I suggested, and it was the right way. I remember that. I mean, I was green. I had no, you know. And I was trying to do some recording. Didn't really know how. Had mics way up. I mean, I just didn't know how much being, and other time, I just didn't know how much, quote unquote, power or access I had to do what I wanted to do. Like one time I was a photographer for a wedding, for my cousin's wedding, and I didn't get up in it enough. I wasn't, you know, I was a photographer. I could have been right there, you know, bridal shot, bridal when they kissed the bride, all that. I should have been right there, you know. I was trying to stay out of the way, and I didn't know how much access, not only access, but responsibility I had and access I had. I was supposed to be, they coming down the aisle, I'm supposed to be in the aisle, you know, taking pictures, doing whatever I'm doing. You know? I'm taking pictures of my family. Yeah, I just, you know, it's fun how we learn. And that time, I remember that show, I was like, trying to make it work like I was an audience member. I could have been down on stage with them. Should have been. I didn't know. Now, you know, now I come in with the band, quote unquote, or whatever. Come in with the band or, you know, walk in there like, hey. For what I know, I'm aware of the scope of my access. But then again, 10 years from now, I may realize, oh, I had even more. I could have been blah, 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 blah. I should have been talking to the owners. Or that, but black. You know, people like that, it's probably another step that I probably could have learned. or figure it out. You never know. Experience. Experience counts for so much. Experience is invaluable. Experience is just, oh my God. Experience is power. And I love my accumulated experience and the power, knowledge, awareness, capability it brings me. And probably one of the biggest things that I think about or care or cherish or whatever you want to put it, is the stuff that I don't care about no more. I'm just so happy to have stuff that I just don't care about anymore. That might be the biggest thing. The stuff that I just don't care about anymore. See, I changed my mic cover a little bit. Much more dynamic. No, not dynamic, just making it worse now. Make it up. No, not making it worse, just putting words in to fit the situation that don't fit. I think it's a better design. It probably looks a lot better. And less. If it stays on there, it should stay looking like that. Whereas the other one kind of got, you know, it got wet, it got this, it got that, and it started to, like, shrivel up or whatever. But it worked. This one makes it more accessible. It's easier accessible to, access the mic controls and see things and do this and do that on the screen. Not that I need to see them, but you know, I just like to, I'm kind of proud of it. Now I wish I could get some, I'm gonna get some black cloth or whatever, some black cloth to put over instead of the blue. Even though the blue kind of makes it stand out and let people know, hey, this dude's a professional. This dude's a pro. He knows what he's doing. Look at him with his stick and his camera, the thing sticking off the side of his phone. It looks very professional. I do love it. I do love it. Got my steps Saturday. Of course, I got my guy up and got my steps because I was going to buy a new hard drive. Also laying in the bed. Well, don't want to tell too much of my business, but I withdraw a rather large sum of money. Cashed in my treasury bonds that my father got me when I was, you know, born and 60 years ago, 50, 60 years ago, they've been sitting there. They had reached maturity a long time ago. So they had the money and they take them out of bonds. They put them in Treasury Direct, some kind of zero something funds or something like that. So the money was just sitting there. But as long as it sat there, I wasn't responsible for the taxes on it. As soon as I pull it, responsible, I got to claim it as income. So, but I had to pull it to pay taxes on other income. When you got to borrow money to pay taxes, because capital gains is rolled back into your investment. Because if you're on a roll, you want the investment money to continue to be invested. And that's the way it's been going. I'm very happy with it. It's making money. I'm very happy with it. I don't want to touch it, even though I did. I touched it, haven't adjusted. And I want to pull money from one into a more effective fund or investment. Not more effective, but less maintenance fees or more modern way to invest. Just got to pay all the capital gains on it. So I had to, I look like I'm owed $10,000 for my income tax. And I, $11,000 was taken out of my check during the year from my job. I claim single zero. Ever since I got out of my income tax issues decades ago, I just claim single zero. I just got used to it. Single zero. Take everything, take it all. Take as much as you can. I'll get it back at the end of the year or I won't. And usually, money I'm making, single, put me in a 22% tax bracket, somewhere around there or something like that. Shit. It costs money to have money. It costs money to have money. Believe that. Doing my own taxes this year, though. Taxes, paying $500-$600 if somebody do my taxes. I done watched them do it two times now. Now I not do it. You know, I just learned, figured out. A couple times I did it because I just didn't, quote unquote, have time or didn't want to be distracted. Didn't want to have to sit down and study it. And, you know, so I just easy just to offload it. Work with him a couple years. And then I was like, oh, okay. Things got simplified. You know, things were simplified. And then also I got the forms and reports from last year. I can just copy those. Let's take a look at those and say, oh, he filed that form. Oh, he filed that form. And really, the IRS don't care. I mean, they care to agree. As long as you claim that money, as long as they get their money for that money, you can use the right form, wrong form. Oh, you filed this under income. It should have been filed under that, but it kind of comes out the same. And you might even get money back for overpayment. I did, like $160 or something, which was nothing. So I'm gonna do my own taxes this year. Already started with an IRS. And starting, a big part of starting is logging into the site, getting passwords, getting this and that. You know, remembering passwords from last year. And the one franchise tax board out here, California uses, is the, you gotta use adjusted gross income from last year as a criteria to get into your site. My site wasn't working, so I had to call. Actually got somebody on the phone to help me get logged in. Then it wouldn't work. Just it seemed like I had to wait a while. Then I was able to log in. Wouldn't work on any browser, different computers. And it was supposed to. And then I just waited. All of a sudden, it started working. So now I can get in there, file my... First, you got to file your federal one, of course. Then you go to file the state tax. Get those all paid off. And laying in the bed. Laying in the bed Saturday morning, went ahead, pulled all those funds from the treasury, have them sent to my checking account. Blah, 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 blah. Money in, money out. But, I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, I'm complaining, but I'm not. I'm complaining about the luxury or the opportunity or the privilege or whatever you want to call it, to be able to pull that kind of money. Just have that kind of money sitting around, basically. So I'll pull that money. I'll do this, I'll do that. And hopefully, I'll be able to save some of it, replenish other coffers. that I've been tapping on, because I do live a lifestyle that is probably above my means. And I probably could work some overtime. But I see people working overtime at work. People who I don't think should be working overtime. Whatever that means. People who I think, you working overtime? Quote unquote, don't your husband and wife work too? Or what is it? They be trying to gobble up that overtime. They must know something. I think they may be like saying, hey, it's Saturday. We ain't gonna get that many calls. Make some money. You know? Oh, I just thought of an idea. What if I sign up for overtime on Saturday and take Tuesday off? Because I ain't worried about the overtime. Can you hear wind? It's kind of wind blowing. If my wind guard is working, you kind of shouldn't hear anything. But there's a nice little breeze blowing. You should be able to, if this, the wind guard isn't working. Where's it at? Let me see how much time. 31:33. When I get back, I'm going to go to 31:33 and see if I hear wind. Or if my wind guard is. Or do I need to just double up on it? That's quite possible. And then in that case, I might go ahead and get some black material. I don't know where I'm going to get it from, because this blue material I use on my microphone, it's like a real fluffy kind of drop clothy baby wipe, kind of like a baby towel thing. So it's like real soft and fluffy. That's why I used it. It seemed it would give me more protection against the wind. Because it wasn't thin, but probably doesn't matter. It probably doesn't matter. Does anything really matter? I'm listening to a book about philosophy. And it turns out, a lot of the things I say about philosophy, and a lot of things that I thought, have been thought out before. Going all the way back to Plato and Aristotle and the way people look at society and what society is and what society is not, and the existential problems and the philosophical problems that societies and such have. I mean, I don't want to say it's not rocket science, but it's not, I guess, if you think about it, it's kind of obvious. You know, I'm not asking questions that haven't been asked before. I want to deal with the biggest questions that mankind knows of. That's where, you know, the games I play, that's the fun I have. And once I identify those, of course I ain't the only one to ask those questions. So it's kind of interesting listening to a audiobook about Western philosophy and its development. Listen to two of them, actually. And they both start with Plato and Plato's ideas and how he, Socrates, learned under him and Aristotle, how that line, I guess they kind of all study on each other or with each other in Greece, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where I'm at. That's the stuff I'm talking about. This last night they were breaking down, you know, how storytelling, I think one of them went from like storytelling to myths to how to concepts. Also, I'm listening to a book on Ayn Rand about objectivism, and she's starting off with, they start off with thinking and then how you form concepts. And that's about, I think that's where I'm at now. And they're going to take it to the next level. I think I got into objectivism. I guess you're thinking then about truth, how you form truth, how you form concepts. Because objectivism, if I get this right, is based on reason and logic and concrete. But they're aware that there's a filter or a processing of external concrete data and phenomena done by every human brain. Every consciousness is going to put their little spin on it. And how, you know, all that plays into how we think about and see the world. How we think about the world, see the world, how we interpret it, what is what, and how we determine what is right, what is wrong, quote unquote, right is wrong, what is wrong, if you have that, what is good, what is bad, what's going to make us successful, what's not. The things we, quote unquote, should be striving for as a society, as a group of people, as a species. It's interesting. Talk about how socialism and theology played a part in governing ourselves and the Roman democracy and such, how all that played out. Authoritarianism, oligarchies, all that. It's nothing new. Nothing new. And one thing I did find interesting is that it is a thing, and it's been stated that it was a thing that the common man may or may not be smart enough to make decisions for the whole. So I was like, oh, that's why only certain people were allowed to vote. Because if you got so many people to vote, and these people are uneducated, unexperienced, and they just have no idea what's really going on, and that's not a put down, you know. You know, if you live out in the rural areas or something like that, you don't get exposed to this or that. Not like they had TV and stuff back then. You know, news or libraries or, you know, stuff. Information wasn't distributed as easily as it is today. Oh yeah, we had an earthquake last night. A little quick shaker. Really, it was like really down deep. That's what they're saying. But, and it was like really close. It was like in North Hollywood. In fact, it was like really close, even closer to North Hollywood. It was like almost really close to where I just walked to. It was like the 170 and the 134. I take that. I take that a bunch of times to get home. Instead of taking the 101, I go up to the, take the 170 and come across surface streets. But, and that kind of rattled me a little, kept me up a little bit. I eventually rolled over and got to sleep. More wind. Earthquakes, you, like the guy said on the radio last night, they happen. You know, they scare you to death. You rattle, you shook up. But you look around and nothing really happened. You know? I mean, it is very unnerving to have the whole world shaking. The power of it is just, you immediately know that you're dealing with something much, much bigger than you. And it could be a helplessness involved in it or something like that. But that was a quick little room. Jumped up, threw some pants on. I did with pants for a little bit till I settled down, listened to the news. Got KNX News. on the internet. Let's do it. You know, they went over it. And, you know, they created news, created talk, had people call in. Who felt it, who didn't. But they say the big one's gonna come. It's definitely gonna come. Pretty much everybody agrees on that. When is the question? And are we prepared for it? I may get water, I guess. I got canned food. Get water, canned food. You know, should electricity go out of this or that? I got water in there, but it's like probably 5 years old. If water go bad, I probably should throw it out. In the pinch, I'll drink it. Probably like 5 years old in there. And maybe I'll pick up some. Next time I go to the store, pick up about 3 gallons. Put the date on it. Just to keep it in there. Pick up some canned food. AM radio. Transistor AM radio. You know, just to be prepared. Get a sense of preparedness. Guess they got radios you can crank to make work. Batteries run out or whatever. All of that stuff. Yeah. Feel pretty good. We'll get through it Monday. We'll get through it. Start another work week. Can't afford to miss any days now. I gotta start stacking that PTO. And I'll go. I'll log into our timekeeping system. I'll set the date for May when the P-Funk show start and see how much time PTO I could accrue. Is the word accrue or cured? How much time I can accrue? Versus that, because them shows is, I might be able to. The one downtown, if I go to work and I work downtown 12 to 6, I can get off work and make it to the Novo by the time doors open. Or I can work a half a day. Basically, I'm just trying to work a half a day. Anaheim, I won't be able to do it. Anaheim. If I get off at 6, I'm going to have to tell you, I don't know how that's going to work. Maybe I'll work 3-4 hours something. I don't know how that's going to work. Because getting to Anaheim, is a trek through traffic or whatnot. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe it's not as bad as I think it is. But usually that traffic is. And you know, I like to get myself lots of time. Get there early, you know. You know. So I'd rather get myself more than enough time. Have an abundance of time for my leisure and just to get there early for peace of mind, etc. I guess they're pulling wires through. I don't know if you can see that. It's like they trying to pull wires through. You'll be flying by. This is me. I'll be taking the same route when I drive to work. I'm usually flying down there, coming from that end, going that way. That's usually me. Anyway, ouch, ouch, ouch. Anyway, here we are on a Monday. Happy Monday. Get out here, get my walk. One thing I will say that's kind of cool, that waking up, walking damn near 5 miles every day, to be used to that, it's kind of cool. You know, to be used to just getting up and just walking 5 miles, boom, you know. Walking 4.5, 4.7 miles or whatever. Just getting up and getting it done. I'm used to it. Probably not even used to it. My body probably craves it. My body's probably like, hey, ain't we supposed to be walking? Ain't we supposed to be getting out here? Ain't we? What's going on? What's going on? Let's get out there and get it done. Come on. I don't feel right. We didn't walk our 4 miles today before work, before I eat or drink anything. It's good to be out here. It's just good. It is good to be out here. Not just for the physical activity, the mental, to be open up, have my brain or my sense of space open up, to be as, you know, all wide as all of this sky, you know, the whole look, and just open up this, my senses to be open to just a bigger space. And what I see when I walk in, stuff on the ground, people and the traffic, et cetera, et cetera. All of that, you know, plays into it. Psychological effects of getting out here and doing this. Feels good. Feels good. It feels good. It feels good. It does. It really, really does. And I'm just not saying that. Warning. I'm just not saying that to. Yeah, Academy Awards was. You know, I like watching the pomp and pageantry. I like watching the pomp and pageantry, you know, the commentary, you know, the beautiful people dressed up, the glamour of it all. But it's just too political. And it's one-sided political. That's the problem. It's like one-sided. If it was a combination of both sides, or it's just completely one-sided. That's the part that strikes me. Not one person came up and says something contrary to the political tone of the room. Something's going on. In fact, somebody should probably say something like that. In fact, I'm going to Google. I'm going to say, why is the Academy Awards so left? I mean, nobody wearing a MAGA hat won anything? I mean, there's no Republican or right-wing conservative people in the music business? I mean, in the motion picture business? No actresses or actors who may support Donald Trump or Elon Musk or something, whatever? None of them? Who? Yeah, of course, everybody's pro-Palestinian. I mean, overwhelming. It makes you kind of wonder, is it fair? Or some people being excluded? Or, you know, are we really getting all of it? I think I'm going to ask somebody that today. If they're there. I don't know if they're there or not. I think they are. I think they are there. Wednesday. Yeah, let's see. Can't ask them. I know a couple people in the industry. Anyhow, swear on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any elementary particle, and to every swinging of y'all two times, for me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.